The fire may not open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, mail your check or money order, payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. Mike says he has t-shirts. If you want to call in and donate, give Mike your t-shirt size and he'll send that off to you. Is there any kind of a special, Mike? If there is, you can send it in the text. Also, I'm taking donations. If you want to help me rebuild the work truck, potential funding, that will be in the show description. Also, I have a Cash App in the show description. And you can email me at patrickandjeremyshow@yahoo.com if you need a address to send a check or money order. Anyway, well, Mike said he'll talk to you about the t-shirt if you want to call in and donate to RBN. So this is the Tuesday night broadcast. We would normally have the Patrick and Jeremy show. Patrick has been called away on an emergency mission.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
The bat signal has hit the sky, and the Caped Crusader is off, taking care of more important things tonight. So it will just be me, and I think that we will have a guest. I think we'll have a special guest. That would be Massad Gaddafi Mike, the one and only, to weigh in on some of these events. Anytime you want to jump in there, Mike. I think we got this shooter at Michigan University up first. And the internet went out. So with intermittent internet, I'm just going to go to the phone and use my phone power. All right.
We got a couple of callers too. If you want to, we can jump in with them. I mean,
yeah.
I got the Michigan shooter. Oh, don't worry though. We have a Sandy Hook survivor who also is a victim of the Michigan State University shooting.
That was a remarkable thing
couldn't get much better, could it?
Jackie Matthews attended Michigan State University, a senior there. She was 11 years old when the so-called Sandy Hook shooting happened. Now, Jackie Matthews at 11 was at the neighboring school next to Sandy Hook Elementary there in Newtown, Connecticut. She said, "Something so traumatic is devastating no matter what age you are." So Jackie was not in Sandy Hook when it happened. She was at the neighboring school. So the big debate, Mike, of course, is did Sandy Hook even happen? Do you have a position on this?
Can she prove it? I would love, if she's on the roster and she can prove that she was there, that would be great.
Well,
at Sandy Hook, I mean, forget about the Michigan State thing. Yeah.
If Jackie was a neighboring school, she wouldn't have even been. She would have had to just go off of what she was told, like we were.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, where exactly was she? You're saying she was at the neighboring school, and
yep.
Why do we not? We should have full lists of, you know, if I'm involved in a international event, I would assume my name would be at least on the record, but I've never heard of this. This girl, she just showed up. Oh, and you have seen the, you know, what her little plea. Oh, wait, why don't we just play it? It's like a minute. Let's go. Let's play it.
Yeah, you go.
I got it.
So the reason I'm making this video right now is because it is almost 1 a.m. and I am currently directly across the street from where the shootings at Michigan State occurred. I am 21 years old, and this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through. 10 years and 2 months ago, I survived the Sandy Hook shooting. And when I was crouched in the corner in school in Newtown, Connecticut on 12/14/12, I was hunched in the corner with my classmates for so long that I actually got a PTSD fracture in my L4 and L5 in my right lower back. I now have a full-blown PTSD fracture that flares up anytime I am in a stressful situation or anything occurs that's aggressive like that. The fact that this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through is incomprehensible. My heart goes out to all the families and the friends of the victims of this Michigan State shooting. But we can no longer just provide love and prayers. It needs to be legislation. It needs to be action. It's not okay. We can no longer allow this to happen. We can no longer be complacent. I'll forever be Sandy Hook strong and forever be Spartan strong.
Okay.
A PTSD.
Yes. Okay. Let's address the PTSD. And only because even mainstream media is picking that up and they're calling it, she had a stress fracture. Fine. If you're crouched and you're so adrenaline is pumping and you know, I get it. But no, it's a PTSD. Jeremy, it's a PTSD. Fractured. Like, what? What is happening? What is happening?
According to biomedcentral.com,
yeah.
It's been reported that psychological stress affects bone metabolism,
yeah.
And increases risk of fracture. So she was kneeling down.
She was crouched. She says she was so crouched.
Yeah.
That
but now,
she broke her own back. Okay. All right.
Again, she was a survivor, a so-called survivor, at the neighboring school because she was 11. She would have been too old for Sandy.
Well, let me. I think she's saying she was across the street at Michigan State, but she's claiming she literally was she was in Sandy Hook, the school that, you know, no one was in. There were no. Come on, everybody. We've been through this. I don't know.
Rob, I'm reading the NBC News article.
Well, there you go.
The NBC News article says she was 11 when a gunman armed with an assault rifle gunned down 20 first graders and 6 staffers at Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And she was at the neighboring school at 11 years old. She was too old to be in Sandy Hook, so she wasn't even in Sandy Hook, the school itself.
I saw she was a sixth grader, and it said that she's from Sandy Hook. There you go. That's the point, is that the propaganda is all over the place. Like, if you're going to have propaganda, it needs to be on point. You know, it needs to be brought to you by Pfizer. You know, Russia bad.
Yeah.
You know, you can't give us 50 different stories and then expect it to be like, oh, that's fine. Yeah, she was there. And she's on the front page of the biggest, you know, forum website. It's called Reddit. You know, I mean, I told you I made a little S post on RBN because head in the sand, this girl is the epitome and representation of head in sand. The government, I need the government to save me. It's like, you idiot, the government is what does this. You know, like if you want more of this, then please beg for government. But let's all remember that this isn't legitimate. She's... there's no way. There's no way this is a real person that was there. You know, that's, I think, what we need to take away from this is, who is this young lady? She's at Michigan State now. Great. Oh, and only people from Michigan died at the Michigan State shooting. That's amazing. The gunner went through multiple buildings and only shot people from Michigan. Michigan State University is not a, you know, this isn't like a weak, small institution. It's a well-known place. I wore a Michigan State hat in high school. You know what I mean?
The NBC article said that Jackie Matthews was 11 at the time of Stanford. It says that she was on lockdown at Reed Intermediate School, The neighboring school to Sandy Hook. So she definitely was not in Sandy Hook at 11 years old.
So she's not a survivor, but she also broke her back crouching for supposedly hours.
And as you pointed out, she's now calling for action from the government. And of course, Michigan Governor Whitmer, who we disaffectionately call Slutmore, pledges to support after the MSU shooting. We must act and we will, according to Gretchen Whitmer. So I'm assuming they're wanting to do some gun legislation.
If I may, govern me harder, Daddy.
Yeah.
What is happening? Who falls for this crap? Why did Slutmore, dude? Witchmore. What? How does she keep pulling this off? Ooh, this is like this is the new John McCain era. Instead of John McCain, you know, bomb Iran for 50 years, the senator from Arizona, we now have whole governors and their women and their garbage, and now we have to deal with that. And you can't say anything because, by God, they're women. And if you say anything, why do you hate women, Jeremy? Why don't you just go ahead and say what? Let's just explore why you hate women.
Well, I hate the modern woman. I hate this whole feminist, I'm not going to have children, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to be a tranny supporter woman. Look at them. They support the most terrible things. I mean, Black Lives Matter, the whole front row of protesters was full of millennial-age white women. You know,
So you hate stunning and brave people of non-privilege. What's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah. See, I love traditional women. I love women that want to, do the role that God created them to do and have children and be loving and be wives and mothers. That's the woman that I like. This modern stuff, no, I do hate the whole thing. So,
Sucks. That sucks. Let's go to... We have Chip with the weather.
You said we got callers? Yeah.
We do have one caller. Scotty was calling in, but he dropped off. So if Scotty wants to call back, but
just before you bring the caller on, what about this train wreck?
Whoa,
and they burned the chemical.
Whoa.
It's a controlled burn.
Okay. I have a few viewpoints on this. First of all, whatever you've seen, I mean, this is in quotes, you, if you've seen anything about this, it's probably garbage because I don't know what's going on. All I know is, yes, there was a train wreck. Yes, an axle broke. That's just, going through the motions here. Yes, on Rivero's show today, they discussed that there were multiple warnings that there was an axle problem, and they just kept going, and it derailed. Long train, several tanker cars of the vinyl chloride, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm sorry. Whatever. No one cares. You know what I mean? I can get all nerdy and look it all up. It's some weird molecule. You don't want it, you know? And so instead of cleaning it up, they just burned it because that apparently was the best idea. Now, who knows what's going on? And the point that I'm trying to make is they're showing us all kinds of stuff, you know, like mushroom clouds, telling us that all the pets are dying, animals are dying, whatever. let's just, you know, let's all remain calm and remember that this is the distraction from the UFO totally not a spy baroon shoot down China.
That,
you know,
that is the most important thing. The Chinese are spying on us with balloons, and we have a UFO invasion. And that's the most important thing. That's what we need to concentrate on, yes. Not this chemical spill.
And first of all, how dare you? They're called UAPs, and that's unexplained atmospheric or whatever. Hey, something. I don't know what's
going on. I don't know if you're coming through on the air, but I'm barely hearing you. I can hear you, but you're very low.
Oh, I just turned it down because I'm cutting you out if I go too hot. But it's the UAP, right? The unexplained or what is it called? It's not atmospheric. It's I don't know. Someone's calling in. They'll probably tell us all about it. Oh, we're getting multiple calls.
Just to be clear, I have no official position on Sandy Hook. I'm not going to say it's fake or it's not. What I am going to say is the fact that there's so much missing information from Sandy Hook, there was some kind of operation that went down. And obviously the end result is they want to do gun control. I mean, that's where I'm at on it. And I don't know about this Michigan shooting. I mean, this was a black guy. They weren't all white students. They were predominantly white. You know, it's just interesting. They never jump on the race thing. If it's a black shooter, they're very careful that we don't have a motive. And I'm not saying this guy was like a black wanting to take out whites. I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying the whole thing is hokey. It's very hokey that you got this Jackie Matthews that supposedly survived Sandy Hook and now is calling for the government to intervene because of these school shootings. Very hokey.
Oh, well, they just missed it. His mother died or something. And, you know, he's having a hard time. So shot him up.
So the shooter's mother died? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay. Well,
we have a lot of calls, I guess.
Let's just do a lightning round of calls. And we got a couple minutes before the break. So let's bring someone on and we'll carry him over to the break when I get interrupted.
Let's start with Scotty. He called back. He was here first. We'll go ahead and.
Okay, Scott.
Hey there, fellas. How you doing? I really was calling in to speak to Mike privately for some ways to get money for the radio station. Two separate ways, but some of it's proprietary right now. I wanted to have Mike check it out. But I'll join in with your conversation. I'll mention about the balloons and stuff. The deal with the balloons is they're. DARPA's balloons because they don't have access to the satellites anymore. So they really were spying on the Patriots as far as that. So I'll yield for that. But I'll give a little bit about the thing. I'm a visionary. I've never been about words. I've always been way, way above words. In fact, I never even spoke my whole life except to make jokes. But we have some really amazing things going on at the station here. And you've always had amazing bumper music. So one of the suggestions is, just like the stations like PBS and stuff, they have their drives and stuff. It turned out over the years, people are, consumer-type people, so they contribute much more when you give them something, you know, a bag, something, so they buy, you know, they donate and they get a present for their kid or something, CD set, cassettes, whatever, you know, whatever. So the deal is,
hey,
we
Scott,
really have a
Scott,
vast...
Scott,
yeah, go ahead.
Take a breath. We're taking a break, and... Like Jeremy announced, if people would like to donate, I will be very happy to offer some T-shirts. I know we had a donation amount, but let's just, if you want to call in, give a donation, I'd be happy to send you a T-shirt. So if anybody would like to do that, please call us at the office number.
Okay, we're up on this break, right, Mike? We're going to hold Scotty over?
Yeah.
I truly want to stay out.
All right, here we go.
the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
In plain sight, your Tuesday night broadcast, Patrick is out on an emergency mission. The bat signal has been flashed, and he is off probably fighting crime and analyzing political science somewhere. Got Scotty on the line. We also have our producer, Mossad Gaddafi Mike, who's weighing in on these issues. Scotty, we were just talking about donations. So did that answer your question? RBN is offering a T-shirt. And if you remember, like back in the winter, they were offering books from John Stadtmiller's library. So we've had a lot of pretty good fun drives.
Yeah, the books will be back, I promise. We have more books to offer. It's just it's kind of
can I respond?
Go ahead.
That's no sheet, Sherlock. I know about T-shirts. In fact, you've had the T-shirts now for about 2 months, right? And how long have you had the wand? 2 weeks, maybe, right?
Yeah, that's naturalearthmedicine.com. Please. Michael Herzog has done a lot of work to help us. I got to take another call, so.
All right, I wanted to add a few other things. You interrupt me before I got to actually make one of the points. It's actually two separate things. But all the deal is, do I have the line?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Okay. I didn't want to interrupt. I actually called to speak to Mike privately off the air, and then he put, because I couldn't get into Kelso. Kelso had a good show tonight. He had this call, a sergeant call in, and he said he's on a vein of Quartz. Now, Quartz has some very good characteristics. It could be used to make free energy, amongst other things, if anybody wants to check out what I discussed on Ron Avery today, that video by Umberto, whatever. I actually don't know his name. But to get on the point, the thing was the caller is a... He, I don't think, has the internet to actually check out, but I know some technology similar to the wand. You can find out about it on Facebook. It's Mike Emery. It's called Bubble Tech. One of the key components to make these devices, you make it out of one of those flower pots, you know, those real flower pots, and with some metals and crystals is a very large component to it. So I don't want to give away everything on the air yet. First, I wanted to go over and have people check out stuff. But as I mentioned, I'm a visionary. I see the potential to really help out exponentially expanding, which actually provides much more than donations. Until I get into it, people can, you know, check out Bubble Tech and Mike Emery online to see what I'm talking about, the Bubble Tech. It uses a different device than the wand. It's called a violet ray wand. And also, you could distribute those. But I don't want to give away the stuff yet. As I said, it's proprietary. I know what I'm talking about, but continue with your roundtable thing. I'll yield for a moment.
Wait. Scotty, I mean, we got Sergeant on the air coming up soon. Quartz, you know, we do use crystals to keep time. So they're, you know, these are simple things.
If you know about the Bubble Tech device, it'll actually remove the chemtrails over your house. I don't want to put some stuff on the air yet until you can take a look at it personally, and I can actually give you the whole speech. It's actually two separate things. The music thing was separate, and you wound up getting lost with the T-shirts.
However, I'm just saying,
You only have an hour show, so continue with what you're saying.
Okay, RBN prefers that everyone is self-sufficient, and that's fine. But we also try to offer the products because if you want something, we can benefit from your purchase. That's it. So there you go.
And by the way, quartz crystals were developed for high stability frequencies in the early 1920s and 30s for radios. Just saying. Thanks a lot, Scotty, for your call. We got a big list of callers coming up. We got Mike and Sherry and Joe, and I think Mike even has more than that. So Mike in Kentucky, the break's going to catch you, but we'll hold you over. Mike.
I built a crystal radio as a youngster. I'm just that old, I guess, growing up. So you didn't need a battery or anything. You could listen to AM radio that was strong enough, or if you had a extra long antenna.
No, burn him, dude. Witchcraft.
Anyway.
Burn you.
Anyway, I never did really fully understand how it works, but filter that I bought from you guys, we're still using. So I don't know if you still sell filters, but with the train derailment thing, they ought to be selling like hotcakes. I just got told by somebody who's one set of bosses is in Boyd County, Kentucky. They're urging everybody to... for at least 3 days to conserve water, and they have enough stored back that they can let the mess pass by, they claim, and then treat the water after the bulk of the chemical plume moves on down past Ashland, Kentucky, which is known for their Welcome to Kentucky smelly refinery.
Hang on to that thought, Mike. We'll get the break. Back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good. And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Awake every morning.
Tuesday Night Broadcast, Pinpoint Site. Got Mike from Kentucky. We were just talking about the pollutants from the train wreck in Palestine, Ohio. You know, Mike, we have in Paducah here the gaseous diffusion plant, and we've had it here for a long time. I've never fished out of the Ohio or the Mississippi. I refuse to do so. I'm even a little iffy about eating fish out of the Kentucky Lake, you know, which is the Tennessee River for those out in Rio Rhineland or from Ohio down to Tennessee.
Well, there's and big power plants on the Tennessee River up above Nashville, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, we've got them everywhere. The Paducah plant has been shut down for a while, but they're still cleaning it up. You know how that goes.
It's a super fun site. We have one over next to us that's supposed to be monitored in perpetuity, and they're literally doing a cover-up. They're putting 6 foot of clay over it with a vegetative cap because they put in this Learjet runway that when you're on the final coming in from the northwest, or if you're peeling out, you know, going north, all kinds of people, I'm sure, as their planes banked over, went, what the heck is that? It's four times bigger than the high school. It's a massive low-level nuclear waste dump. And supposedly, this guy never got me the document, but he said there was a document that showed that tritium isotopes were found in the Dayton Aquifer, which means it had to go under the Ohio River, you know, somehow to get there in the aquifer from this little place called Ringo's Mill, which is a few miles from the Licking River, which flows towards Cincinnati. But there was another train development in Houston along I-69 and US-59. With a big old fire. I'm looking at the pictures now. And just like the train derailment in Ohio, the initial reports were, it's, you know, six or eight or three cars or something. I looked at the drone footage, and I counted 29 cars, tankers or not tankers, hoppers, on fire or charred and burned. It was not three. It was not 12. It was 29 in the Ohio derailment. I haven't counted up the number in the crash there in Houston, or outside north of Houston, I think it is. It was just 23 hours ago. But there's some big old dark plumes. The prevailing winds are blowing them away from you, fortunately. But the water issue that I was going to bring up, I know somebody who's got several sets of bosses between Lexington, Louisville, and Ashland, Kentucky, and one of their groups is having to conserve water in Boyd County, Kentucky, for... They say they've got over a three-day supply. They won't have to draw from the river if everybody will be conservative, you know, and drink bottled water, that sort of stuff. They will have enough to where they won't have to worry about it. It'll pass on by. But there was a huge PCB lawsuit, I think, and several things to do with Agent Orange that was produced at that refinery in Ashland. And while the settlement was going on, an ex-mayor about 15 years ago all of a sudden gets caught with kiddie porn in his mailbox.
Oh.
VHS tapes. So, yeah, I always have wondered about that. Did they get this guy because he kept quiet? You know, he wouldn't go along with the settlement or whatever because of all the cancer downwind from Catlettsburg Refinery. But every time I went on a school field trip in grade school, we always knew we were coming back into Kentucky because you could smell that thing right before you crossed the river. That refinery smelled like rotten eggs, and it looked like something out of Blade Runner with all the flames coming out of the smokestacks. They've since put scrubbers on that. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in on that. There's the big story, though, that everybody's missing is the News Now reporter that got arrested at the governor's press conference. Did you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard they arrested a reporter.
Yep, News Nation, I mean.
Yeah.
Ashley Banfield, I didn't know was working for them. She looks completely different now, but the guy's name was Lambert, I think, and nobody knows the details. The interviews he's given, Evan Lambert's not saying exactly what happened, but state policeman or something stepped behind him, and they were trying to get him to hush up. The governor still hadn't took the podium, but I don't know if there was a shoving match or something that happened there, but nobody's got the video, and he's being counseled not to talk, but the governor apologized, and it looks like that the news media is reporting on that a little bit, but it's kind of a touch-and-go thing, and from what I've seen in journalism, occasionally reporters get kind of cannibalistic. They will eat their own for ratings to report on, you know, somebody's being arrested. I don't know. I missed Ashley Banfield being arrested, but they're treating it like he's got a badge of honor now, trying to defend the First Amendment.
This is all par. It's all par for the course in a brutal democracy that we live in,
or mobocracy. You know, the perceived majority wins. That's just wrong. Kentucky's Constitution says different. If you go to the first two and read Section X, there's a bunch of stuff that was never allowed to be changed. But I'll let you go. Appreciate you taking my call on that. There's the main thing that was with the train, I believe, is they're outsourcing the bearings. The bearings are now sealed. My uncle was one of the last caboose men for the chassis system, and they could smell a burning bearing and radio the engineer, hey, we need to stop this train. And he was riding on trains on the Dawkins line that was maybe up to a mile and a half of coal. As a boy, when I stayed over with my aunt's house, it would rock you back to sleep, you know, the clickety-clack of the coal trains. But they could, if they would not have done away with cabooses, the guy in the caboose would smell a break on fire like that in a matter of a couple of minutes. So if you've ever had, like me, working poor people, we drive old cars. If you've ever had a caliper lock up on an old car, brake caliper, you smell it right away. I mean, it's not something that you can ignore.
Well, interestingly enough, this is all on the heels of the 2022 labor dispute, you know, with the railroads.
But they're outsourcing those bearings to Argentina, and they're sealed. They can't put any new grease in them. I'll let you go. All right.
Wait, before you go, where's Buttigieg?
Butt plug?
Butt judge. All right, whatever.
Oh, no, butt plug is like with his new husband molesting their adopted children.
He's still on maternity leave, obviously.
Yeah, they're too busy doing that. So, thanks, Mike. We got more callers. The new list is Sergeant, Sherry, and Joe. That's our list. Sergeant in Oklahoma. Welcome.
Hey, everything he just said was right on. I've worked with the railroad. Look, if you can't grease it, it's gonna fail. This was planned.
Wow. To what end do you think the plan is working towards?
If they want control, they have to make us fail. I'm an electrical engineer at a paper factory. We turn wood, like trees, into paper. And we depend on the rail. When the rail fails, we have no business.
So this is all part of the supply chain disruption thing that's been going on for a couple of years now, then.
It's not just supply chain. It's the society. We are under so many level of attack. It's not even funny. I found shortwave in 1974. I was 9 years old. And when the white papers of the United Nations were exposed, okay, this is a game. How do we beat that game? That's either Christianity or Hindu or Islam. How do you beat that game?
Yeah. Well, I'll leave you with this, and then we got to move on. I don't know if there's a plan or not, but what I can definitely say is that America's infrastructure is failing, and this is after decades of affirmative action hires where they have destroyed the white working class, and we're seeing the results of that. That's a very moderate take, I think. But it's
and I'll say one last thing. If you have multiple religions of the world saying the same thing, and it's happening, you might want to watch.
Interesting. Thank you, Sergeant, for your call. Please call back, sir. Appreciate it. Let's move on to Sherry. Then we got Joe. Sherry in Kansas.
Hi, Jeremy and Mike. Are these chemicals Are they in tankers?
They were on rail cars. I'm assuming that there was some sort of a tank on the rail car.
Yeah, they're tanker rail cars.
Okay. I worked for Santa Fe between in the late 70s, early 80s, and all they care about is getting the main line going again. I was told, and I'd seen some derailments, and if it was in the country, they just dig a hole and bury a lot of that stuff. But they don't care. That's why they must be burning this stuff. That's why I was asking. But I know someone who lives in Louisville, and I'm concerned about, you know, because I'm sure they get their water out of the Ohio River. You know.
And Sherry, I've read that there's been 12, more than 12 derailments since the 1st of January in America.
Well,
Yeah,
there's a guy that called into, I think what Mike said about the bearings, that sounds about right, because these things are so long. And when I was working, we still had way cars. But, you have these big, long trains, and I don't know about the, they said they have sensors on them that tell them when the bearings are burning. But, you know, they're so long, and they have like four engines pulling them, and maybe two or three in the back pushing them. And the only people, you know, maybe the conductor's riding on one of the, when they've got engines on the rear, and they have to have engines on the rear to push the, on these big long trains. And it's just ridiculous. And I'm not surprised that they're having these, because they always didn't maintain them a lot. You know, even back then. So
it's a hard job, and what they're trying to do, Sherry, it looks to me like, and you might know more about this than me, but it looks like they're trying to go, you know, more automated and less human workers, and that's not working out.
They have to, you know, and you have to have people, just in any profession, you know that, Jeremy, because you work with your hands, and... Yeah. You know, you can't skimp on that stuff, and it's these suits. You know, they just skimp on things that just to save a few pennies. It's just ridiculous, and that's what they're doing. But
that's what this whole rail strike was about. And you know, last year, I mean, they're treating the workers that they've cut the working force down considerably. And the workers that are left, they're treating them like crap. I mean, barely giving them a day off. They're always on call. I mean, you know, they can't hope to maintain this. And it doesn't surprise me that we're having these derailments and all these problems.
And they screw with their sleep schedule. You know, they want them to work swing shifts and all sorts of stuff. And that really screws you up, too. So, anyway, that's my two cents.
Before you go, Sherry, I will say... The word I heard was axles, which obviously bearings are a key component within axles.
But I think they're just throwing everything.
We've seen this many times here at RBN. They're just throwing everything at the wall. We got UFOs. Oh, but they're not UFOs anymore. We got train derailments. I looked up. You know, every day there's a train yard or train incident. You know, it could be $1,000, it could be $400,000 of damage. So is it Hunter's laptop, or is it just where's Joe Biden right now? He's
I've got a great idea. Let's throw another $100 billion at Ukraine. Let's forget about the failing structure. Forget about workers in America. Let's forget about the invasion at the southern border, and let's just throw money at Ukraine.
Now, while we're blowing clouds of toxic chemicals in the air and also spending millions of dollars on balloon shootdowns, how much do they just give to Ukraine? Oh, Poland is getting, you know, Poland's on board. Whatever.
I want to know, where's Greta Thunberg?
Yeah, where's Greta, dude? How dare you? How dare you?
Get flat chest out there and protest.
Well, I tell you what, I've recently heard someone, this guy from Eco Health Alliance, he's a whistleblower, and he's got some stuff on this, all these food plants, problems.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, the food. No.
Yeah.
Keep going. I heard a little, we're skipping this break, by the way, but, the food thing, somebody mentioned on Rivero's show today about...
Yeah, that was me. It was,
was you, yeah.
This deal they had in the study that was funded by Homeland Security in 2015 to, you know, checking the, you know, they were investigating the food supply chain deal. And this guy, Andrew Huff... a whistleblower now. He worked for Eco Health Alliance, and his job was after they did this, these numbers, the study, he was to go in and check their, make sure they were doing the stats right or something. But he said all these ones, a lot of these ones that they thought were weak as far as security, those are some of the same ones that have been, you know, attacked, and nobody was there to see it. You know, they were closed at the time. Nobody caught anyone, you know, no cameras or anything. But his name is Andrew Huff, and he's a whistleblower.
So they're just floating balloons. It doesn't matter, you know, even the chicken farm, it was, they were like, oh, a whole chicken farm burned down, and they're like, nah, well, it was like 100,000, but we have like 30 million chickens. It was just one thing. It really just seems, it's a throw the poop on the wall kind of situation right now. So,
but
it's time that we should all just regroup and, you know, let's focus on what we think is the most important thing and just try to find the weak point in the propaganda, because there's a lot of propaganda going on right now.
Okay, I'll let the next guy come on.
No, go ahead.
Guys.
No, you got time. What? Give us a closing thought.
Well, that's all I had. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, like, we're focusing on the wrong stuff. The real threat to America is white nationalist terrorism. Okay,
oh, you racist.
Not, oh, I'll give you something.
Racist. Yeah, there you go. Come on.
John Friend had, I get the American Free Press. He had a piece in there about a book possibly published by the Pope before this current Pope. I was raised Catholic. And, I mean, he excoriates the present Pope. It's like 16 essays, he said, and just talking about all the homosexuality in the seminaries.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The Catholic Church is not doing anybody any favors.
No. I mean, my whole family's Catholic.
Oh, and let's tell
family.
Joe, hang on, from Florida, but your whole family's Catholic. What? Give us your closing thoughts.
Well, of course, I'm the black sheep because I left.
You have a tinfoil hat?
Yeah, I'm the tinfoil hat one.
Hey, also, while our railroads are failing, our infrastructure's failing, and we don't take care of our own workers, let's go to war with China. That's a great idea. Let's go to war with
totally not spy balloon. But also, yeah, it's totally not a spy balloon. Jesus, everybody's sending spy... Okay, so everybody's spying on everybody. I think we're all savvy enough here at RBN to understand.
I mean, Israel is totally not spying on.
Totally not. They're not in your neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let Joe come on. Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, Sherry.
Joe, we saved the best for last.
Oh, here we go. Tail gunner.
Joe.
All right, Jeremy, Mike, yeah, thanks. I guess I have to, as the Catholic here, right, I have to say, you know, the thing is, So the church, the Catholic Church, right, is the one that's been founded by Jesus, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But I will totally agree that this pope is such bad news if he really is actually the pope. The real pope. There's a lot of Catholics who really don't believe that he is because he's wicked, really. He's just leading everybody to hell. But I wanted to ask you, actually,
say his name. Which one are we dealing with? We lost.
Francis. The current one, Bergoglio. He's really essentially a communist, you know, but he's also beginning to teach heresy. And there are a lot of Catholics who are ready to give him the boot if we could do it somehow. But anyway, Jerry, speaking of Christian things, what's this Asbury University revival over there in Wilmore in Kentucky? Do we know anything about that?
The Asbury revival. You caught me off guard. I don't know about that.
I got you in Kentucky News. Listen, tomorrow night, Tucker's doing a piece on it. So since last Wednesday night, like 500 college students have been praying and singing and kind of a Pentecostal-ish thing, and they stayed there. They're in the church for almost a week now. And now it's growing, and they're opening other chapels in that. I think it's Wilmore in the town, Asbury University. So some people in Christian community are saying, "Well, this is real revival." Tucker's doing a piece on it tomorrow, so I one upped you on Kentucky News. How do you like that?
Yeah, the Asbury revival.
Check it out on Twitter. You can see it's actually it looks pretty authentic to me. And wouldn't that be the thing that we need to do with all this nonsense, right? Turn away from all the crazy distractions they're trying to get us. But I wanted to say about derailments, right? I wonder. See, it's striking me similar all these derailments to what's happening in the airline industry. I mean, the whole thing with airlines is right. You know, when they tried to force pilots to take the Jew jab, right? The death shot. They rebelled. I heard 30% or more, almost half, 30 or 40% of all pilots like quit rather than take it. The ones that did stay are sick. Some of them are getting sick, and they're very nervous about flying. And that's the residual effect on airlines. Why there's so much havoc at the airports? I'm wondering if there's some connection with conductors or train workers that's impacted that, because it does seem like they are trying to destroy all of our major industries. Or they want to screw up the airlines. You can't take a plane anymore. It's like a nightmare.
No, the whole infrastructure will be targeted, and it will not be televised.
They're trying to get to single pilots. They're trying to do away with co-pilots because of that pilot shortage, which is crazy.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? Unbelievable.
Right.
I'm very suspicious. The other thing I was going to say is I knew somebody years ago in the Virginia area. She worked with me, and I worked for her for years until a few years later. Five seconds? Okay, I can't go into that story, but I can keep my last line. I'd rather be ruled by Chinese balloons than by Jews. Good night, guys.
I would welcome our Chinese overlords. It must be an improvement to what we have now. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thanks, Mike. And we'll be back tomorrow night with Spiritual Health and Wellness on Whiteside.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the Snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven, oh yeah, indeed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.